Shir Lamed in Bava Kama, Tes Kislev Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel, November 25th, 1982, on Thursday, continued.
In regard to two situations, in regard to the situation of Beinus and Zibuyes, and in regard to the situation of Beinus and Beinus. And in both, he says, since he didn't indicate any readiness to part, so in Mele, he can say, I want to keep it for myself. The Mechaber, so in regard to Beinus and Zibuyes, so he's Chilik and Rosh, and he agrees with Ramah. But in regard to Beinus and Beinus, so he does not, in regard to Beinus and Beinus, he agrees with Rosh. And the Mashal in Yamshel Shleimei is Chelik and Rosh in regard to Beinus and Beinus. Unless the Leve mentions a very good reason. Let's say, if Beinus number one happens to enjoy his other field, and Beinus number two does not, so then the Malve cannot force him, he should give up Beinus number one, so then he'll be subjected to the hardship of not being able to enjoy the two surveys together as one piece of land. But otherwise, if he doesn't mention a good reason as to why he wants to keep Beinus number one for himself, the Mashal Shitting is that the Malve can force the Leve to give him Beinus number one. And the Mechaber, so he doesn't agree with the Mashal in regard to the situation of Beinus with Beinus, but he agrees with Ramah in regard to the situation of Beinus with Zibuyes. Why? Well, so it's very simple. I mean, it's not difficult to Mechaber, because in regard to Beinus and Beinus, so the Baal Chayv is entitled to Beinus. The Torah doesn't say to what kind of Beinus he's entitled. He's entitled to Beinus. So the Mele is within the discretion of the Leve to decide which Beinus to give to the Malve. Masha'in came in regard to the situation of Beinus with Zibuyes, since the Torah gives him his chus to collect from the Beinus, whether the Leve wants it or not. So yesh b'chol mosayim on it. I mean, so that means he has his chus to collect from a better field. So yesh b'chol mosayim on it. And he has the schus to collect from a relatively inferior field. So that's why the Mechaber passes that way, and then the Ramah passes like the Rosh in regard to the situation of Beinus visible. Alright. Now, then Tesis says here, when the Gemara says, Elo Maravacha Bayak, Yikalit Muyeli Balchay Vidaminole, Balchay Dinabi Bayes, Yomale Havli Zibuyes, they put Omale Shakus Kitil Hoshkil Kidashte, Viloish Kilti Ekadu Kamei, Havli Zibuyes, they put the Balchay. So he says, Loika Sino no idiots but a poor. The K. Michael Pollock, he came out to the Old Milom, Halloween did the cloud idiots, the Kainalom Dinabi Bayes. There was a girl say, Elo Maravacha Bayakov, Yikali Muyeli Balchay Vidaminole, Balchay Dinei Bibaynes, Vio Male, if the Balchay says, the Malva says to the Leve, have this boy a straight porte, oi idis, potsa porte. There was another girl say, that Vio Male, have this boy a straight porte, oi idis, potsa porte. Omalei, in shaklas kedim cho shkelki dehashte, viloi shkelki yikadu kamei. And then, maskevo rabacha b'rit rabbi, keim kin alto dao in the lom, doma li yohabu li zuze habu shaklas kedehashte, hashte li zuze gaboch, ashtu ki yikadu kamei. So another, and there's a maskona of the Gemara. So according to that Gilse, the maskona of the Gemara is, not only in the case where the Malve says to the Leve, I'm entitled to be in this, but I want a little more of the Zibuyes. So, and the Leve says to the Malve, all right, so then you'll have to take it, you can come in. So the Maskona of the Gemara is, no, the Leve cannot impose upon the Malve to take the Zibuyes Tveipote, ki you can come in, but he has to give it to him at the present at the present price, but even in the case where the Malva says to the Levi, I'm entitled to bayonets, but instead of bayonets, of taking more bayonets, I want to take less idiots. The same shavias, but less idiots. Less idiots. So the Malva says to the Levi, all right, if you want to take idiots, then you have to take it to the future price. So the Maskon of the Gemara is, in can you alter the Nilovim? No, that the Malva can force the Levi. The Malva can force the Levi to take idiots, but support it at the present price. That would involve a big finish. But Teisa says, we are not givers that deal. Why? Because here, Rabache Breit Ravike couldn't say in King Alter Delos Bechmilov. He couldn't say in King Alter Delos Bechmilov. So he says, we got seen on the Indians, but support him. He might oppose it out in the love. How in Dini Klaal Medias, the Kaimelon Dine Bibenes, but the Raivet is Geras that deals. The Raivet. I mean, I hear she better mention the Raivet than hear the Raivet himself. Elo yikalid muyalo nimar li balchei mutli balchei dim di beinenis viom alei di tishre hav li ziboyes leipil oi idies bote pote pirish gizur da hashde kit pashin oil mozo omalei isha klaske dino shkel ki da hashde ilo ishkel ki yukadil kamei maslo rabach brid rabike in kinal to delizit nilom pirish al ziboyes tvei pote udika makshet Avo, al idies vada li motzol nich pie, dilisit le idies klau, vafilu ki yukre dil kamei. That's one motion. Vie shleima dal idies name makshele. So the Raivet has two shades. First of all, the Raivet, contrary to Tesis rejected Gilsa altogether. So the Raivet accepts the Gilsa. But there are two shades. So it definitely goes without saying, according to the Raivet, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov mentioned two situations. Not only the situation of formerly Havlizi Boyes Veipote, but also the situation of Havli Indies Botapo. But then, as far as the Maskon of Gemara, the refutation by Rav Acha bar Yaakov is concerned, so one Roshni is that Rav Acha b'Rei Ravike's reputation applies only to the case of Omalei Havli Ziboyes Veipote, but doesn't apply to the case of Havli Idias Botapote. So that means, according to that Roshni in the Raivet, in the case where the Malve says to the Leve, Havli Idias Botapote, so then the Maskon of the Gemara is, Im Rabache Breit Ravike is leading to Rabache bar Yaakov. The Maskon of the Gemara is that the Leve can say, if you want Idias Botapote, after all you're not entitled to Idias, you want that, so then you have to take it at the future price. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. And then the other Lashon Raivet is that the refutation by Rav Acha b'Rei Ravike is not only to the case of Havli Ziboyes Veipote, but it also applies to the case of Havli Idies Botapote. Now let's see, Dorosh and Raivet. Matzlo Rav Acha b'Rei Ravike, inkin out, words we hope, Pirish al Ziboyes Veipote, Makshe, Avo al Idies Vada, Vimotza, Vimirta, 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 Shlema, Dali Idias Name Makshe. So he says, Al Zibuyas Vei Porto Dika Makshe. Abel Al Idias Vadali Motzul Mirpie. Dileisev Le Idias Klau. Vafilu Ki Yukadi Kalmei. Vei Shlema, Dali Idias Name Makshe. Ki Amgenom Balchei Dine Bibeinenes. Vui Kapinu Mis Vei Idias. Hoche Name Diboy Leikri Kamei. Okay, so when is that? When does it, do we say that the boy will come if he wants to keep it for himself? Avo, hey, the boy will come כי הוכה דבוי למי ספנה כי יוקחה, כי הוא ודאי מוצא למי מלא, אבל זוז לזוזה שעקיל נקעשתה, והבנו לסדלס, וכי ניקה. So then, so he, while the Ravid mentions Lishenes, but he accepts the second Losh, except the Losh, the Chay Nika, the Mishim Hoche, Shona Limilse, Vixu Vasisho, the Mishkachasle, the Balchim Klau, Loi Vizibuyes, the Loi Vizibuyes. So the Ravid accepts the second Losh. So in other words, so that means the Ravid is Chilik Antesis. And the Ravid Chitay is, the Timri Balchim, who is entitled, to Beinness, but he has his chus. He has his chus to tell the Levi, give me idias, but then it would mean that the Balchim is entitled to Yiddish, but we say Balchim is the Nevi'ines, so he applies a similar svarim as the Rosh, except that the Rosh applies it even to the case where the Malve says to the Leve, Tainli Zidis Tveipur, but the Ravid applies svarim to the case of Tainly, it is but support. So, but in the case of Havli, it is but support. So the Ravid applies the longness of the Rosh. Except that the Rosh applies the same longness, even in the case of Ziboyes, of Havli Ziboyes, Tveipote. Avni Ziboyes Tveipote, so the Rosh says that the maskone of Ravache Brid Raviki is that in this case, since he already indicated his intention to part with the Ziboyes, so Mele, he cannot tell him, I'm not going to give you Ziboyes. Can you Ziboyes? So, but in the case where he didn't indicate his intention, so the Shita of the Rosh is, that the Levi can say, I don't want to give you his Ziboyes, I want to keep the Ziboyes for myself. Mashiach came the Ravid. The Ravid applies this longness only to the case of Havli, it is God's authority. So then, only if the Levi indicated his intention to part with the Ziboyes, so then he cannot be forced. So then he can be forced to give the yes. But if he didn't indicate his intention to part with the yes, so then the Malve cannot force him to give him yes by supporting. It is by supporting. Mashein came in the case of where the Malve says to the Levi, he Ziboyes Tveipote, Havli Ziboyes Tveipote, so then the Ravid cheating is like the Ramah, that the Levi has to give him Ziboyes, and he cannot say, I want to keep the Ziboyes for myself. Mashein came the Rosh says that if the Levi didn't indicate his intention of parting, then he cannot even be forced to give him Ziboyes Tveipote. Mashein came, if the Levi indicated his intention of parting, but only to Yukha the Kamei, so then he can be forced not only to give Ziboyes Tveipote, but he can even be forced to give Idias Botsapot. In other words, the Rosh accepts the Gils of the Rai, but there is one Afkemine between the Roshite and the Rai Vechite. According to the Rosh, so whether it's a case where the Malve demands Idias Botsapote, or a case where the Malve demands Ziboyes Tveipote, so it's the same thing. If he didn't indicate his intention of party, whether it's Idias or Ziboyes, so then he cannot be forced even to give Ziboyes. But where he did indicate, so then the Rosh says that he can, like the Ravid, that he can even be forced to give immediates. And that's the Rosh. And the Ravid, vis-a-vis Ziburyes, so then he can always be forced to give him Ziburyes. Even if he says, I have a special attachment to the Ziburyes. Why? Because Balcheiv didn't be bainanes, so yes, b'chal mosayim one. So that includes his chus to demand Ziburyes. Even if the Leve says that he has a special attachment to the Ziburyes. Mashayim came in regard to it, his God supported. So then the Balcheiv, in effect, is demanding. The Balcheiv in effect is demanding something to which he is not entitled. So then he can only take Idias Botsapote if the Leve indicated his willingness to part in uncertain conditions. But if he didn't indicate that, now we have to understand the Shittas Rai, you see. The Shittas Rosh, while it's not the Shitta that one would be tempted to say if the Rosh didn't say it, but I mean the Svar of Pshuto is like the Svar of the Rama. Yes, b'chol mosayim on it. In other words, a Balcheiv is entitled to take Beinanes. Why shouldn't he be entitled to take Ziburyes? After all, it's yes, b'chol mosayim on it. So the Shitta of the Rosh is no. That's the Shittas Rosh. I mean, the Rosh follows up the same Lomdes. It's not a question of something better. So maybe it includes something that is not as good. We see the Shittas Rosh in regard to Rabbi Shmuel. In regard here, I mean, so that's the Shittas Rosh. In other words, it's Alohe, and Nizek is entitled to Idias. Idias. And Idias doesn't mean the best accommodations for the Nizek. Idias. The best field of the mazik is entitled. Not the best accommodations, the best subjective accommodations for the mizik. He's entitled to mizik. That's the longest, the svar of the Rosh. And Balcheiv, the same thing is, Balcheiv, so the svar of the Rosh is, Balcheiv is entitled to beinanes. Beinanes means beinanes. Not beinanes means something that is as good as beinanes. And it includes something that is less good. No, Beinanes means Beinanes. So the Mele, if the Balcheiv wants Ziburyes, the Leve can say, I don't want to give you Ziburyes. Don't tell me I'm entitled to something better. You're entitled to something better, so then take that which is better. But you're not entitled to something to which you're not entitled. That's the Svar of the Rosh. Now, so, but if he already indicated his intention to part, so then he can be forced. So he can be forced, according to the Rosh, even to give Idias Botsapote. But what's the Shita of the Ravid? The Shita of the Ravid is like the Rama, in respect to Beinanes and Ziburyes. So the Svar of the Ravid is like the Rama. Yesh b'chol mosayim one. So in other words, even if the Leve did not indicate his willingness to part with the Ziburyes, he can still be forced to give the Ziburyes. And he cannot say, well, I have a special attachment, I have a sentimental attachment to the Ziburyes. Because he's entitled to, because the schus of being entitled to Beinanes includes also, ipso facto, a schus to collect Ziburyes. But if the Malve demands Idias Botsapote, so then, if he didn't indicate his intention to part with, if he didn't indicate his intention to part with the Idias, so then he can say, no, I'm not giving you the Idias. You like Idias better, of course. It's only natural. Idias is better. So I also like Idias better. But if he says, Shkelti Yukadu Kamei, so that shows that he's ready to part with the Idias. So Mimele, he cannot, so he must give him the Idias. But the question is, why? Why? Why must he give him the Idias? So he indicated his intention. So what? But after all, a Balchayim is not entitled to Yiddies. Not entitled to Yiddies. So apparently now there is a Machlekes Rishenis. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a Machlekes Rishenis. Is discussed the Rambam and the other Rishenis. So the Rambam in Pirek Yud Beis, Hilchas Shchemim says, suppose there are two brothers, you know, so they have to divide the estate of the father, of their father. So one brother has to get one sode, and one brother has to get the other sode. So how do we do it? How do we decide whether Reuven will get sode number one and Shimon number two, or vice versa? Opigeo. That's the way to do it. Opigeo. But suppose Shimon has a sode adjoining sode number two. Sode number two. And so Shimon says to Reuven, listen, what difference does it make to you whether you take sode number two or you take sode number one? Why should we leave up to fate to decide our destiny? In other words, we throw Gale, kiss Gale. So who knows how the Gale will fall out? So then, maybe according to the Gale, so if I have to get sode number one, so that will be a great inconvenience to me. So why don't you let me take, let's not have Gale. I have a special reason to take sode number two, because sode number two adjoins is sode that has been owing. This is sode number two, and this is sode number one. And then Shimon has this sode that belongs to him. So let me take sode number two. So the Shita Zarambam is, Kinfinisi Almidas Day. The Rambam Bezim Chashvim tested with the Gemara in Vulabasra, in Ashut. Kinfinisi Almidas Day. Because it's a Midas Day. We are dealing with the case. Eimachaname. If sode number two has any special advantages, so over and above sode number one, so then Shimon cannot force him that he should take sode number two, because Reuven can say to Shimon, all right, for you it is especially advantageous, but for me it's also advantageous. Let's say sode number two happens to be near a river, so it'll be easier, you know, to water the sode. Sode number one is relatively more away from the river. So in such a case, even the Rambam is made a kind of possible. But if there are two identical fields, not one field has any advantages over and above the other field. So usually the rule is Alpigeo. But if one of the brothers has a special reason as to why he should take sode number two, so the Rambam passes in the Beis Mechashreini that he can. Because Kain Finesi Almidas Day, the other shape and the Raivet is not Masik on the Rambam. So we see that the Raivet agrees with the Rambam. Because if he hadn't agreed, the Raivet would be Masik on the Rambam. The other shape is Muachilik on the Rambam. And they say, no, he cannot force it. How about the Taine? How about the Taine of Kain Finesi Almidas Day? So the Rishayim say, the whole aloha of Kain Finesi Almidas Day, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says it came from his Amidas day in regard to Hador, Chotza Chavir, Shalom Yudaite, where of Zenen, if Zelen Choseh, so the question is, can he collect rent? Shimon was door in the Choseh of Reuven, Shalom Yudaite, and Reuven is not a Choseh, because he is not accustomed to rent out the Choseh to anybody. Even though he happens to be whole winter in Florida, but he doesn't rent it out the chotzer. And then Shimon took advantage of the fact that Reuven was in Florida the whole winter and it was vacant, so he went in and he stayed there. So the aloha is Zenehene Vizel Chosa. Because Shimon is a gavre, the oracle may God. Shimon is the kind of a person, if he doesn't have an apartment, he's going to rent it out and pay rent. So he'll pay, let's say, for the winter months, $500. And Reuven is the kind of a person that is not Ovid Lemeida. He's not going to rent it out. So Reuven didn't sustain any loss as a result of Shimon staying in Reuven's chotzer in the winter months. because he wouldn't have rented it out anyway. What kind of law is this? And Shimon had the benefit, because if he hadn't stayed in that chotzer, he would have to pay $500 for the 2 months to stay in the chotzer. So it's an emzel chotzer, so he passed that he cannot collect rent from it. So that's only because it was already done. It was already done. So we say, it's not right that you should collect rent from him. After all, you didn't sustain any loss anyway. You didn't sustain any loss anyway. So it's, you are not entitled to claim rent from him. From Shimon. Reuven is not entitled. Masha'in came, but l'chatchile. So l'chatchile, so suppose he comes to Bezin, and he calls Reuven to Edin Torah, and he says to Bezin, I want you, Bezin, to force Reuven to let me stay in his chotzer during the months when he is away. After all, what does he lose? Let's say when it's a case where he's not going to impair the chotzer. Of course, if he's the kind of a person that it will waste the chotzer, do damage the chotzer, so then it's not a case of zenen the chotzer. But suppose it's a case where you know that no damage will result to the chotzer. On the contrary, the Gemara in the Lakamah says that it's of an advantage to the bala chotzer that somebody should stay there, because otherwise it might do damage if nobody is there. So suppose Shimon calls Reuven to the Torah before he goes to Florida, and he asks Bezin for a psak that Bezin should force Reuven that he should let Shimon stay there on the basis of it's a midas day not to let me stay there. So the shita of most Rishonim is he cannot lechatchila to force him because it's a midas day. Of course, Reuven is not a generous person if he refuses to let him stay when he knows that there will be no detriment resulting to him. But he cannot be forced. So, but keifin is al midas day. The Gemara says in Bolakame, So keifin is al midas day. So most Rishonim say that's only they who already dwelled in his chotzer. So then he's not mechuyev to pay, but lechatchile to force him to give up his property and to let another person use his property just because of zenel chotzer, there is no such halacha. So memele, that's why many rishonim achilik and the Rambam. Now the shite of the Agoyis Maimon is that even the case of Hador b'chotzer chavira shalom midaitei, so Shimon, if he can prove that no damage will result to the chotzer, so Bezin will be keifer Reuven to let Shimon stay there if he can prove that no damage will result to the chotzer. But most Rishonim say no, we don't say that. Now, the question is this. The Rambam shite is that if two brothers have to divide the fields of their father, so, and if Shimon says, I have and my own sode that adjoins sode number two, so then Bezin will force the Reuven to let Shimon take sode number two, because Keifin is al midas day. Adam is Shimon Achilik. How about Keifin is al midas day? So they say, Keifin is al midas day, we only say if he already lived there, but lechatchila to force not. So the question is, what is the Shittas Rambam? Is the Shittas Rambam like the Shittas of the Agoyis Maimon, that Ba'adol b'chotz chavir shol midaitei, so one can force the other fellow lechatchila to stay there, to let him stay there? The Shittas Rambam is not like the Agoyis Maimon. So why does the Rambam say here, Keifin is al midas day? The answer is, the Rambam doesn't agree with the Shittas of the Agoyis Maimon. Because over there, he had no relationship with him. Shimon just, he's a stranger. It's not his chotzer. He just wants to stay in somebody else's money. So there is no aloha of Kechvis Almidas Deim that another person should give up his property, the use of his property, just because he's not going to sustain any detriment, any loss. Mashiach came here, so they are shutrim, they are yoshim. So he has his chus, so he can force him to divide. But the question is, divide how? Divide how? So whether to divide it al pichluke, so then it might result that he'll get sodden number one, and he'll be very inconvenient, or divide it without gale. So divide it pichluke al pichelo, or divide it not al pichelo. So in such a case, since he has his chus against him, so memele, the Rambam shita is that it's kefinis almidas day. Mashiach, in the case of chotzach aveira, if somebody wants to live in another's apartment, so the Rambam is made, we cannot say kefinis almidas day that the other person should give up his property. But only here, because of midas day, he acquires his chus of chluke not al pigel. In other words, Shimon has his chus chluke. But the ordinary way of dividing the fields is al-pigel. But in case of a midas day of zen enev zel choseh, then he acquires his chus of chluke shaloy al-pigel. In other words, because he has a relationship with him. So the same thing is, so apparently the chayvet is not chilek over there. The chayvet is not chilek over there. So that means the chayvet agrees with the Shitas Rambam. In the case of two Yoshim, of two brothers, so Shimon can say, I want Sode number two, because Sode number two adjoins my Sode. And to you it doesn't make any difference whether you take Sode number one or you take Sode number two. What difference does it make? So it's a Midas Deim on your part. So even though the Shitas Rambam is in regard to becoming Gidor Bechotzach Haveire, so he cannot force the landlord to let him stay, because over there he has no schusim. Mashiach in here, he has a schus of chluke, so he acquires a schus to take it without gale. So here too, he also has a relationship with him. He has his schus. The leiva owes the malva money, and he has to collect. But the question is, from which sode should he collect? Should he collect from the sode beines? That is the sode to which he's normally entitled, or should he collect from the sode idiots, bottom quarter. So if he didn't indicate, so I would say as follows, if he didn't indicate his readiness to part, so then it's not a midas deim. What kind of midas deim is it? It's not an inyan of zenen ezol choser. It's not an inyan of choser, because he has a sentimental attachment to the zimoyes. Why? It has to make sense to the malve. Many things that a person likes, he cannot even explain, it doesn't make sense. So it's not a midas deim. But if he already said, I am going to give you the idiot's bot support, if you'll take it at a future price, so that means he doesn't have any special attachment to the idiot. He is ready to part with it. So then it's a midas deim. What difference does it make? True, of course, idiots, people like idiots more than beinus. So idiots botzaporte has a chshives as against beinus of a larger size. But since he said shkeil ki deyukre del kamei, so that means he really is not attached to the idiot's passport. He's only interested in making money, new money. But so the melee becomes a real estate. Because after all, if the chayv is $1,000, so it doesn't make any difference whether he takes more of the bayonets or he takes less of the idiots. If he takes more of the bayonets, he'll take a piece of land of bayonets that is worth $1,000. If he takes less of the idiots, he'll take a smaller piece of the land of the idiots that has the worth of $1,000. So it's a midas deim. So if he didn't indicate his readiness to part, so then it's not in his name. Why is it in his name? He wants to keep the Nidyas for himself. But if Mashiach came, if he indicated his readiness to part, and after all it will be $1,000 worth a piece of land. Whether it's Beinoness, more or less Nidyas, it's $1,000 worth. So Mimele, it's in his day, and in view of the fact that the Raibe is not Masik and the Rambam per Gedveis Milcha Shchayim, so that's why the Raibe, in respect to the case where the Malbe says, Havli Zibur Yes Reimpote, so then he can force the Raibe to give him Zibur Yes, even if he didn't indicate his readiness to part. And he cannot say, well, I have a special attachment to this boy, because he has his chus, because he has b'chal mosai money. This chus to collect from the Beinoness includes ipso facto a chus to collect from the Zibuyas. Zibuyas. Mashiach in the case where he says, Havli, Idias, both support. He doesn't have this chus to collect from the Idias. He doesn't tell the source of where he is. So the Mele, in the ordinary case, where the Levi didn't indicate that he's ready to part with it, so then he cannot force the Levi to give. He's only entitled to be in this, not Idias. But if the Levi already said, Shkelti, you can come in, so that means that he has no special attachment to Idias. But he would like to make an extra gain, why not? So then it's considered Midas Day, and it's Kefi Nisal Midas Day. Even though the Raive does not agree with the Shita of the Agolis Maimi, that in the case of Hador Bechotza Chavere, Shalom Midaite, so then he can, that's the Shita Siochi, the Shita of the Agolis Maimi, that Agolis Maimi mentioned. I mean, that in other words, a person has his chus to force a landlord who is not going to rent out a certain apartment if he can show that he is not going to cause any damage to the apartments in the absence of the landlord. So he can force him that he should let him stay in the apartment. And the Raivet does not agree with that shita, because there is no schusim. Mashiach came here, he has his schus to collect the debt. So Mele, if it's an Indian of Zen and Israel Chosea, so he acquires his schus to collect, since he has his schus, just as in the case of Yoshi. So he has his schus to the chileik. So the Mele acquires his schus to be chileik Shaloi al Pigeo because of Zen and Israel Chosea. So here too, he has his schus to collect his debt. So he has his schus to collect his debt in such a manner that it will be Zen and Israel Chosea. בואי מני רב שמואל ברבי מהאקרונים מרבב כשאין שומעים בשלוין שומעים אוי בשלוין לא משומעים עלי בדרבי שמואל כבואי לך דיומה בנילי זה כשמים כי תיבואי לך עלי בדרבי כי זה דיומה ומה זה כשמים מה? מי תפסה דיומה רחמון לימות את ניזק אוי דילמה לימות את יעלמם אמרי רחמונה, אמרי רחמונה, אמרי תפסדהו, ויד אמרת, בישלוי לא משום. שלא משום. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no shy. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, so it's certainly בישלוי of the Nizik. But according to Rabbi Akiva, so what does it mean? Does it mean he has to pay with idiots? In other words, if the mazik has a sodeh that is the equivalent of the best kind of field of the alme, now what is called the alme? The alme, you have all kinds of fields. So let's say, now if we say bishalim shomim, so idias by definition means the best field that he has. Let's say he's a multi-millionaire, and he has a field, his best field, is there is nothing in the world like it. So then he has to pay out of that field. If we say Mishalim Shalim, if we say Mishalim Mishalim, so it doesn't mean that just because the king has a field that is the best, and he happens, and the Mazik also happens to have the same kind of field as the king has, that he should be forced to pay with that field that he down. So in other words, if we say Inshallah, so whatever is his best field, that's it is. If we say Inshallah, then there is such a thing as idiot idiots also. If we say Inshallah, Inshallah, so there is no such thing as idiot idiots. That follows from the Gemara in Gitman Zok. But if we say Inshallah, Inshallah, so what does that mean, Inshallah, Inshallah? The best average field of Shalom. Because Shalom, so you have maybe certain wealthy people whose best field is very, very good. But if it's not the usual best kind of land, in other words, it depends upon the impression that people have. In other words, the average idiot is down. So in other words, if we say Bishalayla Bishami, so then there is such a thing as idiots. If we say Bishalayla Bishami, there is no such thing as idiots. Alright, so the Gemara has an abai, according to Rav Akiva, whether idiots means Bishalay or it means Bishalayla. Eis, Eile Ali idiots, Kulan gave him the idiots. Bainis, Kulan gave him Bainis. Zibuyas, Kulan gave him Zibuyas. Hoyo idiots ubeinis vizibuyes, mizokin bi idiots, ubalchei bi beinis, uksvasisha vizibuyes, idiots ubeinis, mizokin bi idiots, balchei uksvasisha bi beinis, beinis vizibuyes, mizokin balchei bi beinis, uksvasisha vizibuyes, idiots vizibuyes, mizokin bi idiots, ubalchei uksvasisha vizibuyes, kotone mi emitzie, beinis vizibuyes, Nizokinu balchei bibeynes, uksvasisha bizibuyes, vi amret bishalein shomim. If you say that bishalein shomim, so if he has been bizibuyes, what do you mean bizibuyes? If bishalein shomim, he doesn't have anything better than the bayonets. So this so-called bayonets, that's his idiots. So the male bizibuyes should have the same deem like idiots vizibuyes, because he doesn't have any other field. He just has bainis vizibuyes. So it's his idiots. So it's idiots vizibuyes. So vi amret bishalim shomim tosa bainis shalik idiots. So then it's like idiots vizibuyes. And what did the prices say? Idiots vizibuyes, nizokim bidiyes, ubalchei buksvesisha vizibuyes. So why does it say in the mitzie, in the middle bove, why does it say that balchei bebeinis? Vi am shalei shomim tosa bein shalei kidiyes vi yitche balchei bezul zibuyes, because the same brisa says idiyes vizibuyes nizokim beidiyes balchei buksvasisha bezibuyes. Och em maskinon kishin shalei shalei idiyes umachot. In other words, this brisa that says, this brayse that says that beinis vizibuyes, so nizokim balchei vibeinis, that the balchei vibeinis as reference to the case. So inochanami, the brayse agrees that vishalein shom. But then you ask vishalein shom. So this so-called beinis is idiots, and idiots vizibuyes. So balchei vizibuyes. No, here the brayse as reference to the case were originally, he had idiots, beinis, vizibuyes. He had three fields. But then he sold it. So mele lichatchile. So the shibut was chal. So lichatchile, he had a zibuyes. He had an idiots also. So mele, this beinis that is still in his possession, that was not sold, so has a shem of beinis. So mele the balchayv is giving for the beinis. Now let's see the Rashi. Ki shishom naidin zibuy shalim shomi. Va hu da vi yidis li yidei di mazik yovele. Vi yidis li yidis vizibuy yidis shami zibuy yidei ki din dao me avaloch al yoyv li mazik li nizek. Elo vi yidis li yidei di bosar ala di yidei az lino. Oy vi shalim lomi shomi vi yov vizibuy yidis shami chomi lomi yidis nizek shami lino. Chiv nishav yal zibuy yidis. Ki yidis li nizek yayv li mizibuy yidis. Limutin nizek vlas lino bosar meidu li nizek. Vi yagol gav dal zibuy yidis di mazik. who made the music, who will have made the flower, may we all women. Aber die Lauen haben mit da, joi wunne, ja, von gab nicht so ein Gies. Oi, die Lauen müssen haben da, aber das habe ich gedacht. Weil hier in Kabel habe ich das joi wunne. Aber dann gibt es die Lauen Rachmone. Da ist nur was er hat in die Idee, wie joi wunne mir sagt, wo ich habe ihn und mich alle eben. Ey, leo, ich habe mich alle eben, aber ich habe sie schon so. Wieso ist sie schon diese Boi, ich habe sie nicht ganz so. Tolle Teine, die Eiser ist ein Isch, Rätsel Ischo, Ischo, Rätsel in Osei. It is visible, yes. Nizokim be it is about him, so it's visible, yes. Now, this is a very important Rashi. So Rashi explains, why does the Braise say that if the Leve has it is and visible, yes, so the Balchim collects from the Zibor. In other words, it involves a certain child. A Balchim is entitled to babies, but he doesn't have the kind of sodim to which the Balchim is entitled. So what he has is better, and an inferior. But the kind of sode to which the Balchim is entitled, the Leve doesn't. So the Shaila is, if a certain obligi is entitled to a certain kind of sode, and the obligo does not have that kind of sode, but We could say either way. We could say either way. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, it is in the boyes, it is in the boyes, it is in the boyes, it is in the boyes. Mit der Reise, weil ich in the boyes, it is in the boyes, wir haben auch noch nicht die Kalle in the boyes, wir schon die Lade ausgelommen, reichen lässt die Beine, es lässt die Kalle. Reichen lässt die Beine, es lässt die Kalle. So in other words, so how is it mashma from this Rashi? Now let's, so the, from Rashi it's mashma. The thief, he can be on the Reise level. If there hadn't been any Takonis Chachomim involved in the Schusim of the Baal Chayim to collect, so then we should say that if he's entitled to collect from a certain type of Sodom, and he cannot collect from that type of Sodom, but he can collect, there are two alternatives, either to collect from something better or from something Gohua. So from what should he collect? From something better. But the only reason. Now let's say, I just mentioned before, that if we say Bishalelo Mishami, so then there is such a thing as Idiyis. If we say Bishalelo Mishami, there is no such thing as Idiyis. Idiyis. If he has Idiyis, he has the best film in the world. So maybe that's his Idiyis. If we say Bishalelo Mishami, so it means the average Idiyis. The average Idiyis. How do we determine the average Idiyis, whether we manage have to take a mathematical average? I mean, I don't think so. But it means if people consider it average Idiyis, this is Idiyis. So, but then there is such a thing, as the Gemara points out, of Idiyis, if we say Bishoy Mishon. Now suppose, according to Mandoma, Bishalim Mishon, and he will take, let's say, and the Mazik has a field that is the equivalent of Idiyis Dam, but the Mazik happens to have the best field in the world. The kind of field that only the king has, and that particular mazik also has it. So of course, I got to collect from the best field, because that's Idiyis. He's only entitled to collect from Idiyis. Now suppose the mazik, we say Mishalim, and the mazik has a field that is the best field in the world, that not even the king of the country. That's Idiyis Dalmi. And then, but an Idiyis Dalmi doesn't have. He has a Venus. Or he has a Boyes. Let's say he has two fields, the Mazik. The Mazik has two fields. He has a field, top field, Sheikh makes it the whole world. Idiyis, not Idiyis Dalmi. But Idiyis, is the music entitled to collect from Idiyis? No. If we say Shalom, Shalom. So there is such a thing as Idiyis, and there is such a thing as Idiyis. So the music is only entitled to collect from Idiyis Dalmi, not from Idiyis. Suppose the Mazik has two fields. He has one field that is Idiyis Dalmi. Idiyis Dalmi doesn't. Venus Dalmi doesn't have either. But he has two fields. Idiyis Dalmi, and he has Zibuyis Dalmi. Two fields, that's all he has. So what can the music collect? Does the music have to collect? Now, he cannot collect from that kind of field to which he's entitled to collect from. Because Mishalim Misham, then he's entitled to collect only from Idiyis Dalmi. The Mazik doesn't have Idiyis Dalmi. He has Idiyis Dalmi. And he has Zibuyis Dalmi. So, from this Rashi, it appears. Now, here, there are no Takonis Chachomim involved. It's a question on the Raisa level. So, since Rashi emphasized, Midraise Balchei Bizibuyes, Kilikam. Virabon, who it tickle in the bayonet. Mishim Milas Deles, Beloven, without Loven, Vechel Lesley Bayonet, Lesley Tranti. So the only reason as to why he say Idiyis Bizibuyes, so Nizokin, Beidiyis, or Balchei Bizibuyes, Bizibuyes, so in other words, the Balchei cannot collect from that Sode to which he is normally entitled to collect from. So, what does he collect? But he can collect from something better and from something worse. So, from what does he collect? From something worse. So Rashi explains it because midraisa midraisa level, he's only entitled from that which he worth. But the Chachomi, so even in a normal situation where there is a possibility to collect from Beinonis, so midraisa, he's only entitled to collect from the worse, from the boys. So, but Chachomi lo misanki, no Beinonis. But in this case, since he cannot collect, so he collects from the worse because that is the normal sode. That is the sode from which normally midraisa he would be collect. The implication being that if midraisa balchei would be entitled to collect from Beinonis, then we would say idias miziboyes. And the Gemara is assuming now that bishalei l'misham. So because the Gemara tried to prove that bishalei l'misham. So then we would say that idias, if it is idias miziboyes, so balchei is idias. And the only reason is why idias miziboyes. So balchei is Bachir Miziboyes is because Midraise Balchev is only entitled Miziboyes. But if we are going to assume that Midraise Balchev is entitled to Beinonis, so then in the case of Idias Miziboyes, the Balchev would collect from the Idias. That's how it's much from Rashi. So the Mele, if we say, Mishalei Mishon, and the Mazik has just Idias Daume, and he has the Boyes Daume, he would be entitled to collect from. He would be entitled to collect from idiots down, not from the boys down. And the Pnei Yeshua says that. The Pnei Yeshua Amurakame says that. But from Rashi it's mashma that way. From Rashi it's mashma that way. All right. So the Gemara says, V'yamun shalein shalmi. So tell us a bein shalein kiyiz do meita v'lein. So the Gemara says, Och maskilo shalein yisum ochem. Lacha alvoy, he stopped with Beninus, the Machid Mikov, Bencho is an idiot beyond. So the Mele, it's not like idiots with the boys. So it's Beninus with the boys. So that's why he collects from the Beninus. So the Gemara says, Ochama Askino, Kishuli Mocha, Chino Machim, Kishuli Mocha, Machanam Mistab, Midiktane. Achite, Ben Miziboyes is talking, Ben Malchim was Sisha Miziboyes, Kashina Dode, Shmamino, Kacho is always a mocho, Kam Shaloyo is always a mocho. Now we'll leave it here, because it's very complicated. Now, and Rabbin Esteres, so there are four different pshat. There is Rashi's pshat, Teis's pshat, and then the Ram in Ksuvis. The Ram in Ksuvis. And the sugya that Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, very important sugya. That you should go over the Gemara, the Mishnah that Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Shnayim shoyisiu shtachim ze al ze. Ad menei meri lo yisi chayim lo kesef elomen. Chachom meim zegev shtachim. Up to the next Mishnah of Sholish Arotz Nisuin, and you look up the Ram and the Rid and that. So the Ram's Pshat in this Gemara, the Ram's Pshat, and then the Ramas Pshat that the Mukiyesef and our Gemara mentions. So the four separate Pshat, and then you should look up how the Rambam passes here, whether Mishalein Shalim, Mishalein or Mishalein. And how the Rambam paschens there in the Machlekes in Ksuves Daf Kuf Yud, in the Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether we say Zegeve Zegeve or we say Afuchem Atat Olam. Alright.
Shir Laman Aleph and Bava Kama Yud Dalet Kislev Hey Tov Shin Mem Gimel November 30th, 1982 on Tuesday.
Tavches Amad Aleph, we left off the mark by the first time. So the Gemara had Nabali whether B'Shalei Shomim or B'Shalei Lomim Shomim. So the Gemara said Eisir Eilo Elid. Yes, we learned that Gemara, but I just want to go over it briefly again, because I want to discuss the Rashi that I started to discuss last time. Eisve, So the Nizokim and Balchei take yes. Uksuvasi shabizi boyes. V'yamlet v'shalayim shomim. Now, but it's also mentioned that it is with the boyes, so the Balchei takes the boyes. So on one hand, if the Levi has idias and the boyes, so the Balchei collects from the boyes. But on the other hand, it's mentioned if the Levi has Bainess is boy, yes, then the Balchev is Bainess. So Bishlaimi, if we say Bishal Ilam Shami. So we understand? So in other words, even though this is what he has, the best he has, so it's his idiots. But according to the general standards of Bishal Ilam, so that's only Bainess. So Memele, that's why this Bove is distinguished from the Bove of Phineas with the boys. Because the Bove of Phineas with the boys deals with a case where he has one field that is according to the standards of the general standard. So it's idias and the boys. So then the Malve collects from the boys. Mashenkin here in this Bove. So we are dealing with a case where he has a field that according to the general standards is only Bainanes. And Bainanes, Balchev is entitled to Bainanes. But if we say that Bishalayim Shomen, we don't consider the general standard. We consider the individual standard. He has Bainanes with the Boyes, so that Bainanes, that's his idias, it's the best that he has. So Mele, it should be analogous to the case of idias with the Boyes. That's Gimores. We are Bishalayim Shomen. Tosa Bainishalayim, he idias, we eat Rebalchev with the Boyes. Ochem Mayaskinon, he enjoys all the idias of Mocho. In other words, we are dealing with the case where originally he had not just Bainanes boyes, he had idias also. At the time of Dal Boye, he had three fields. He had three fields. He had idias, Bainanes, and boyes. So Dal Boye was, let's say, Nisim. And then, in Iya, so Eshimut was Chalan idias. Then in Iya, he sold it to Elikeach. But Eshimut was Chal in Nisim, at the time of Dal Boye, and the idias also. Some mele, that's why we say that it does not have the same deed as idias with the boyes. Because at the time of the alboyes, so the shimut was chal, and idias, and bainanes, and the boyes. So even according to his own standards, so it's not idias today. Because a shimut was chal, and a field that was his own idias. Och maskin och shalim samach. Vi khin no marav khiz ben shoy shlim samach. Och nam misav. Nikton achit ben mes vi zipoyes. Ni zok im ben mes ba khay bok shlasi shob iz zipoyes. Kashen adode ela shmamno kan shoy soloy. Id iz samach kan shoy yoy soloy id iz samach. That we learned. That's how far we got last time. So the Gemara is saying in the first lesson that the price holds Bishaloyim Shom. So then the question is, how can the Braise say Bishalayim Shomim at the same time say that Bainanes with the Boyes, so Balchev is the Bainanes, Bishalayim, so Bainanes with the Boyes should have the Din, like he did with the Boyes? The answer is, the Braise is reference to the case where he had Idias too at the time of Dal Boye, but he forgot it, and he sold it. So Memele, that's why he doesn't have the Din of Idias with the Boyes. All right. We boy say it. Another Teretz. Ide vide, shaloyo yisoleidu sumocho. That both prices have reference to the case. In other words, because there is a price of kamaisa and the price of asraisa. The price of kamaisa says, Bainanes v'zibuyes, so balchev is v'bainanes. The price of asraisa says, Bainanes v'zibuyes, balchev is v'zibuyes. So the price of Kamaisa is reference to the case of Hoysol Yidis Amocha. And the price of Basraise, according to the first Eretz, has reference to the case of Loyo Hoysol Yidis Amocha. Alright. Now the Gemara says both the price of Kamaisa and the price of Basraise have reference to the case of Loyo Hoysol Yidis Amocha. So if it's Loyo Hoysol Yidis Amocha, so the price of Basraise, we understand very well. So since it's Loyo Hoysol Yidis Amocha. So, but he says, but now the Gemara is saying something else. They've called it the first Eretz, so both prices hold that Bishalei Bisham. Now the Gemara is saying in the second Lashon that both prices hold that Bishalei Lom Nisham. Bishalei Lom Nisham. So Memele, either we, the Shalei Shalei is a Moch, the Loi Kash, Ho the Shav, the rest of the Rashi. Either we, the Shalei Shalei is, or the Kula Alm, the Bishalei Lom Nisham, the Loi Kash, Ho dikton e bal chinuk so es isha bizit bruyes. That's the price of a spice. The shabye bilnes the day. Ki yidies the alme. So me mele sings the bilnes the day. Is ki yidies the alme. Is ki yidies the alme. So me mele it's considered as if he had yidies with the boys. Because the bilnes is ki yidies the alme and the general standard is the criteria. So it's his baininess. It's his baininess. But it's shove ki yidies the alme. So the mele the price since it's ki yidies the alme. So and it's bishalelo mishami. So the mele it's actually it has the same thing as if he had yidies and ziboyes. Yidies with ziboyes. So the balchiv collects from ziboyes. And then we can. And the price of Kamaise that says that the Balchiv collects from the Bainanes, the Loi Shavya Bain Shalei. Loi Shavya Bain Shalei. Kidyas the Alme. So Memele, it doesn't have the din of Hoyole. Idyas is a boyes. Idyas is a boyes. So Memele, it since he doesn't have Idyas is a boyes, but he has Bainanes is a boyes, so Memele, he has to pay from Bainanes. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, Loikashi, hold it on the Bachim, so she was a boy, and somebody sold an alma. And so the price, Basraise, that says that the Bachim collects from the boys, has reference to the case, so Shabbat in the day, he is the alma. So the Mele, it's like, Hoyole, it is with the boys. So Bachim collects from the boys. And the price of Kamais, and that says the Bachim collects from Bainless, the Loi Shabbat Bain Shalai Kiddes Dalme. So it's not like the case of Hoyolei Idias Visiboyes. It's Bainless Visiboyes. So in Mele the Balchev collects from Bainless. Now let's see the cases. Ide vide, Visho Hoch Nasinam. Ide vide, Visho Hoi Sol Yidis Umocho. Ho di Shabbat Bain Nes Dei Kiddes Dalme. Ho di Loi Shabbat. So the price of Basraise that says that he collects from the Ziboyes, so as reference to the case, where Shavya Bein Likid is down. And the price of Kamaise, that says he collects from the Bainness, as reference to the case of Loi Shavya Bein Likid is down. So it's not like Idias with Ziboyes. We hold the comma, Ide Vide Kigesh or Huysel Yidis Mocho, Loi Boyle Meima, Loi Boyle Meima. It really doesn't make any difference. The Maram says that the right girl is Loi Boyle Meima, but it doesn't make any difference. Even if we are Giras, we Loi Boyle Meima is the same shot. But of course, if we are Giras without the Vov, so it's smoother. But the meaning is the same. Even if we are Giras, we Loi Boyle Meima. Loi Boyle Meima, the Tavaye Maire, Shalo Hoyoli Klau. Shalo Hoyoli Klau. In other words, the question is what Thesis was bothered. It's a strange, it's an awkward expression. The Gemara should say, Ideh ideh, shelo yoyisol yidis. Why does the Gemara have to say, shelo hoyisol yidis amocho? Shelo hoyisol yidis amocho. Shelo yoyisol yidis. Not shelo hoyisol yidis amocho. So he says, no. The Gemara emphasizes that it's not that both vices deal with the case of lo yoyisol yidis klal. Liboyo lemeima. That's why the Maram is Geres. Loi boil meima, but even if we are gilas veloi, it means the same thing. So loi boil meima, the reason as to why the Gemara uses this seemingly awkward expression with a purpose, because the Gemara wants to emphasize that it's not that both prices have reference to the case where it had no idiots. No. לא יבואו לי מימה, יתאבי מיירה שלא יהיה לכלל. ואם כן, because if לא יבואו את הכמייסי ובסחייסי, את רפס לקייסו, את לא אידיאס, so ahu di mayre di shab ye benes di day ki di zaum mit de price was reise de zels de ti collect de bohib collects von dis boyes is so shab ye benes de ki daume so it's much like it is with boyes a my couple of benes that way if it is reference to the case where he has no ideas both price of reference to the case no ideas just benes with boyes and the price of reise is reference to the case where the benes is he is down. So from the point of view of the general standards of the Shalei Law, it's idiots with the boys. From the point of view of his own individual standard, it is also idiots, because that's his best. So why does the price of Asraise call it vainness with the boys? Let the price of Asraise call it idiots with the boys. It is idiots from every point of view. From the point of view of the Shalei, whether Al-Pidin, we have to consider it from the individual standard point of view, or Al-Pidin we have to consider it from the Shalalom standard point of view. But if the price of Asrai says reference to the case of Ben Shaloi Kidis Dalme, and if the price of Asrai has also reference to the case where it doesn't have another field, just Benes and the boys, and this Benes is as good as Kidis Dalme. And he certainly is idiots. He has no other field, and he never had any other field. So when the prices say idiots with the boys, not benes with the boys, so there is a misnomer, the wrong expression. Im kein Ahu de Meire, the Shav ye benes the day, ki idiots the alme, am I call a benes? That's the inversion kashe, el hor, that's the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't say ide vi ide, shal hoyo le klal. Because then, the lotion of the price of Asraise wouldn't even make sense. El hoche koma, ide vide, shaloi solo yidi sumocho. Kaleima, lo yaire ki shaloi solo yidi sumocho. El bicho de maire, shaloi. Both prices, kamaise and Asraise, have reference to the case of lo yoi solo yidi sumocho. But in what manner lo yoi solo yidi sumocho? So there are two situations of lo yoi solo yidi sumocho. Elo, before the Maire, Shalihoi Solome Elo. One price is reference to the case where he never had that's the price of Kamais. He never had an idias. He never had an idias. Elo, the Maire, Shalihoi Solome Elo. So he never had this sort of idias. He just had Beninis. Business visible, yes. So, and the price of Kamaise deals in the case where he never had idiots. And the Beinan Shalei is not the idiots down. So that's why it's called Beinan. Because from the point of view of the general standard, it's not idiots. So there is no difficulty in the price of Kamaise using the lotion Beinanes. It cannot be called idiots, because the price of Kamaise has reference to the case where he never had any idiots. He never had any idiots. So, and it's Loi Shove, Beinanes, the day he is the Alme. So Mele, it cannot, it's his idiots, but from the point of view of the general standard, it's not idiots. Because it's Lo Yishovik in his Dalme, so it's properly called Beinanes. Elochot de Meire, des der Preise Kamaise, Shalohoi Solomeilo. Chot de Meire, Kishohoi Soloi, Vadayin Yeishlei. And the Preise Basreise, that has reference to the case of Beinan Shalaiski in his Dalme, in his Dalme. So the Kashi was, why is it called Beinanes? Let it be called Idiots. The answer is, it's called Beinanes, because the price of Kamaise has reference to the case where he has another field, and he still has it. And he still has it. So the male bechode maire, kishohoi soloi, vadayi yeishloi, and he still has it. But, so that's why it's called Beinanes. Because, it's called Beinanes because from the point of view of his own standard, So it's Beis. True that according to this lotion, the price holds Shalilo Mishalim. But this is a fact, I mean, that according to his own individual standard, this is not the halachic criterion whereby we determine how he has to pay. But it's a fact. So since he has idias, even though the baininess is as good as the idias daumes or pedin, it's idias, but it can properly be called baininess because in his property, so it is baininess. Because the mind is always away, but then you is like, we saw like, we kishem lo hashim sade, we saw with a vayu shalom shalom. Now, the Yeshua asks the kashi, he says, the kashi, why doesn't the Gemara give it teretz? Why doesn't the Gemara give it teretz? That both prices, the kamaise and the basraise, have referenced the case where he has idias. He still has idias. Instead of saying both vices have reference to the case of loyos olidis mocho, and then loyos olidis mocho manifests itself in two separate situations. So the Gemara could say that both vices, the kamais and the basraise, have reference to the case where he has idias and he still has it. Instead of saying both prices deal with loyo isolidis mocho, but loyo isolidis mocho has a double meaning. In one price it means one thing, and the other price it means another thing. So the price could have, the Gemara could have applied both prices in one form, not in a double form. In other words, that he has it, yes, and he still has it. So Lomel enforces the advice of the Gavne Chod, the Heine, the Eire, she oi sole idias, va dain yo isle. Vi mishum di koshe, im kein amai geben izok im bibeinis, she ne shod im ki idias da alme. So, vi Lomo, but then if you say, if both prices are reference to the case, where he has another sode, and then a better sorry, but one price has reference to the case where the baininess today he has an idias, which is a very good sorry, and he had the baininess and he had the boyas. But one price has reference to the case where the baininess is as good as idias the alme. So mimeila there's the price basraise. Because since it's Mishalei or Mishalei. So the price, Basraise, has reference to the case where the Beit Mishalei, so is as good as it is down. So the Mele, his ideas, is from the point of view of Shalom, it's ideas. Because the Beit Mishalei, the day, is as good as it is down. And he has even a better field. So that's ideas. So Mimele, that's the price that says that the Baal Chayiv collects from the boyas, since his bitterness is as good as Idias Daume, so it's Hoyole Idias with the boyas. So the Baal Chayiv collects from the boyas. And the other price, the price Kamaise, has reference to the case where the bitterness Shalei, is not as good as idias daome. So he doesn't have idias. He doesn't have idias and ziboyas because his baininess is not as good as idias daome. So mimele he has baininess with ziboyas, so that the price kamaisa says, well, he collects from the baininess. So he says, why doesn't Gemore give the parrots? Why is that to keep the better? Because then, according to that, so it's b'chod the gavne. Here the Gemara is applying one price to the case where it's he never had an idias, and the other And the other price is to the case where he has, where he had it, yes, and he still has it. He betrayed Gavne. Mashenkin here, it would be Bechode Gavne. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Vim Shem Bikoshi, Im Kei, Amai. So why doesn't the Gemara give better King Kei? So then the question would arise, Monefshach, if both prices have reference to the case, if both prices have reference to the case, where he had an idiot, and he still has an idiot. But one price has reference to the case where the bainess is heated down, and the other price has reference to the case where it's not heated down. Am I giving Zokin be bainess? Because if we apply both prices to the case where the obligo has three sodis, idias, and bainess, and zibonis. And the idias is better than the idias down. So it's idias. And then, so the price says, as far as Nizokin is concerned, so both prices says that the Nizokin collects from the bainess. The Nizokin collects from the bainess. So the question is, why, if it has reference to the case where he has idiot the idiots, so even if the bainess is not as good as idiots the alme, even if the bainess is as good as idiots the alme, why do we say that the Nizokin collects from the bainess? The Nizokin should collect from the idiots. In the case, because one price has reference to the case, the price of Kamaise has reference to the case where the Bein Shalei is not Chovek Yidyas Daon. So, but the Yidyas is better than Yidyas Daon. So in other words, what is here? The price of Kamaise has reference to the case where he has three solids. He has his Sode Yidyas, which is Yidyas, it's better than the Yidyas Daon. And then he has a Sode that is Beinness, but this is better than Beinus Dalme, but it's not as good as Idias Dalme, and he has his son as a boy. So what is the price of Kamaisa say? Beinus Visipoyes, Nizokim Balchevi Beinus. Assuming that the price has reference to the case where he has a third son, and the third son is better than Idias Dalme, it's Idias. So true that the Beinus is not as good as Idias Dalme, the price of Kamaisa. But it's less, it's inferior to Idias Daome. It's inferior to Idias Daome. But it's better than Beinus Daome. But it's not as good as Idias Daome. Why does the price say Nizokum Balchevi Beinus? The price should say Nizokum Idias. But the Idias is better than Idias. It's Idias. So the Pnei Yeshua comes to the conclusion, because of this kashe, he comes to the conclusion that on the reise level, whenever there is the obligo has something gerua, then the kind of estate to which the obligee is entitled to collect from, and something better than the kind of estate from which the obligee is entitled to collect from. So on the reise level, what does he collect from? Does he collect from that which is better, or he collects from that which is poor? So the Ran says that the general din on the reise level, if let's say a nizek, does not have, let's say, Vishalilam Hashem. So, now, a Nizek is entitled to collect from Idias. But suppose, if it's Vishalilam Hashem, suppose the Mazik has one field that is much better than it is now. It is. And he has another field, let's say Beinoness, or even Zibuyes. So on the highest level. So what does he collect from? Let's say if we say Mishalilam Shom. And the Nizek is entitled to collect from Idias. But suppose the Nizek, the Mazik's field, the Idias field of the Mazik is much better than Idias Daome. It's Idias. And the other field is less than Idias Daome. So the Ram says that on the Raisa level, if a certain obligee is entitled to collect from something, let's say from Idias, but the obligor does not have that kind of field. He has a better field, he has an idiot, and he has a bonus, or the bonus. So on the Raisa level, the Ram Iksuve says that he is forced to collect from the Goa. So this is what the Ram says. So the Pnei Yeshua is Mechi, because of this Kashe, the Pnei Yeshua comes to the conclusion that is contrary to the Ranshi. And he says, because if we say like the Ran, that when an obligee is able to collect from something Gohua and from something better than the kind of field that he's entitled to collect, so then he's forced to collect from that which is Gohua. So then the question arises, why does the Gemara have to apply the two prices, the Kamais and the Basrais, Bitrei Tavne, Shaloi Shalim Zemocho. And that means, in one price, it means one thing, that it never had any ideas, and in another price, it means something else, that he had and he still has. Let the Gemara apply both prices, Bichodi Gavne, where he had ideas and he still has ideas. But the idias and Bishalim Mishamim, and both prices hold Bishalim Mishamim, and the idias that he has is much better than the idias Dalme, and the Dalme. So the price Kamaise says, that Beinoness Vizibulyes, so Nizokin Ubalchei Bibeinoness, why even though he has idias, besides the Beinoness Vizibulyes, he has idias, but according to the Ran, since he is not entitled to collect from the idias, b'shaleilam sham. So, and this is more than the idias of shaleilam. So he has to collect from the Gavua. So why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz, the Akipinte? The answer is, so it's a raya from this Gemara. It's a raya from this Gemara that not like the Ran. And he comes to the opposite conclusion. He says that insofar as a derisa is concerned, so then a derisa is concerned. So the general principle is that if an obligee, one who is entitled to collect, does not find in the possession of the obligor that kind of field to which he is entitled, but he finds a field that is gohua and a field that is better, so then he has his chus to take from the field that is better. So Mele, the Gemara couldn't mention this Akimte. Ide v'ide, b'shohoi sol idias, v'adayim yesh le idias. But the price of Kamaise has reference to the case, Reis Kamaise and Bas Reise, have reference to the case where he had another field. But the idias in both prices is idias, it's much better than idias daome. So then the question arises, why does the price of Kamaise say that Balcheiv Uksuvas, price of Kamaise and Bas Raise, why do they say Balcheiv Uksuvasish, I mean, with Beinoness Vizibulyes, Nizokin Ubalcheiv Beinoness, why is Nizokin Beinoness? So Nizokin should be big idiots. The answer is, it does not have reference to such a case where the Mazik had an idiot. So in other words, because of this Kashi, so he's chilik on the Ranshi. Now, the Nachlas David is Mazik on the Yeshua. He says that the Ranshi, it follows from the Gemara, that the Ran is right. not the Bnei Mishwah. In other words, the question is, if an obligee, if an obligor does not have the sodeh to which the obligee is entitled to collect from, but he has a sodeh gerua and he has the bera sodeh. So is the obligee forced to collect from the sodeh gerua, or he can tell him, since I cannot collect from the sodeh to which I'm entitled to collect from, I'll collect from the bera sodeh. So according to the Ram, so he is forced to collect from the sodeh gerua. According to the Bnei Yeshua, he can collect from the Beresah. So the Nachlas David mentions the Raya. He mentions the Raya to the Ramshi, not to, against the Bnei Yeshua. Why? Because the Gemara said here, that Vov Amud Beis, the Gemara said, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, nema sodo lemato. Ma sodom al mayo din izek, ab sodom al mato din izek. So, Rabbi Akiva is limited, Rabbi Shalom, the Yom Kamashal, Rabbi Shmuel, Anik zir Hashove, Anikho, Anik zir Hashove, Kitikamin, that if the Zibboy is the Mazik, is as good as he is in Izek, so then he pays with the equivalent of his in Izek. In other words, he pays with his Zibboys. But, Anikho, Anik zir Hashove, Kamin, Anikho, Kedis, Lermazik, is with Zibboys. Vigisli Nizik. Visit boy is the Mazik, Lishavik is the Nizik. If Shalalem, me mate of the day, they were to Omale, to add govern is the boy, yes, and we govern mate of. So the reason is why we have to resort to a special Zerzakosu of mate of Shadeu, mate of Kam, Mishalem. Did the day Mishalem, mate of the Mazik, in regard to the case where the Zibuy is, where the Mazik is, Zibuy is an idiot. And the Zibuy is the Mazik, is not as good as the other Mazik. But he has also idiots. And the idiots, the Mazik, is much better than the Zibuy, than the idiots of the Nizek. So the Torah tells us, there's the effect of the Xeras HaKosu, that he has to pay with his idiots. So the Torah had to mention special Zakosov that in the case where the Mazik has idiots with Zibuyas and the Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as the idiots in Isaac, so then he doesn't pay with his Zibuyas, but he has to pay with his idiots because of the Zakosov. The implication being, if the Torah hadn't mentioned such a Zakosov, what would I say? That he pays with his Zibuyas. So that's a case where the Abudi, where the obligor, the mazik, is entitled to a sode that the nizek, the obligi, is entitled to a sode that the mazik, the obligor, doesn't have. But what does the mazik have? He has something better. He's idiots, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, is the nizek shamino. So if so according to the Bnei Yeshua, so why do we have to resort to a special Zakosu? Why did the Torah have to mention that posik? That in this case, so he has to pay with the idiots of the Mazik, even without the special Zakosu, on the basis of the general principle according to the Bnei Yeshua. Since he cannot pay with his Zibboyas, because his Zibboyas is not as good as the idiot in Isaac. So he can pay either with something, with the sodeh gerua, or with the sodeh that is better. So according to Yeshua, he has to pay with the sodeh that is better. Why does the Torah have to mention that Gzeras HaKosu? Why does the Torah have to mention that Gzeras HaKosu? So he says, so it's a raya against the shikabara. So he says, so Nachlas David himself puts out. So now we have a machlekes between the Rosh. The Rosh and other Rishayim. So in the case, Yisrael the Mazik idiyas ubeinez with Zibuyas, v'lushavye Zibuyas the Mazik idiyas nizik, ubeinez shavye tveinez nizik, is the Amre, the Ayur Ribeinez. That's the ordinary Shita, I mean, that's the Shita that one would say, misalasvor, umidagnik, but v'yiz the Amre, afloche yoyu v'yidiyas. So even though the baininess of the mazik is better than the idiots of the nizek. So the Rosh says, and the Rosh accepts this, the second sheet. that as long as the zipoyes of the mazik is not as good as the ears of the nizek, even though the baininess of the mazik is much better than the ears of the nizek, he cannot patter himself by paying with the baininess, but he has to pay with his ears. Why? Because that's the xeris akosov. So he says, according to the Roshite, there is no raya against the Pnei Yishuashite. There is no raya against the Pnei Yishuashite. Why? Because the kasha is, why do we have to resort to a special xeris akosov? That if the mazik, if the zibui is the mazik, is not as good as the idiot, the nizek, so then he has to pay with his idiots on the basis of the general principle. If he cannot pay with that which is normally obligated to pay, but he has to pay either with the sodeh gavua or the sodeh that is better, so he has to pay with the sodeh that is better. So without recourse to the xeris akosov, he should pay with his idiots. No. We have to resort to the xeris akosov in the case where the mazik has baininess with zibuyes. The zibuyes of the mazik is not as good as the idiots of the nizek, but the baininess of the mazik is much better than the idiots of the nizek. So without the xeris akosov, we certainly would say he